بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
A hay'at is a social unit and institution that pivots around love for the household of the Prophet. A person who has a question should not think that everything is upside down. No, his question should be asked, and that's all right. The answer should be provided in hay'ats, in centers of knowledge and understanding. This is the meaning and essence of hay'ats. As for dynamism and movement, this means benefiting from art and face-to-face dialogues. The difference between your art and many other forms of art is that you face your audience directly. You speak to your audience and they communicate their feelings to you. In other words, you are in contact with one another in a reciprocal, direct relationship. This is the dynamism of the hay'ats. Another form of dynamism is forming daste in the streets, where groups of mourners walk in the streets, in the alleys and in the markets. As a talented brother of ours said, the dasteh for Imam Hussein are in fact a symbol of Imam Hussein's journey from Mecca to Karbala. His was a movement of jihad and a movement on the path of Allah. The next point about hay'ats is the struggle, jihad, for clarification, as I mentioned before.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
So the hay'ats rely on struggle. What does this struggle mean? Jihad or struggle means an effort and endeavor made to confront the enemy. Not every effort is jihad. Many people make an effort. For example, they make scientific and economic efforts, which are good, but they are not an act of jihad. Jihad means an effort that targets the enemy. This is jihad. In Islamic terminology and in Islamic logic, jihad is an action that is taken to confront the enemy. If you do economic work to confront the enemy, it is an act of jihad. If you do scientific research work to confront the enemy, this is an act of jihad. If you speak out and clarify matters to counteract the enemy's temptations, this is an act of jihad. All of these are jihadi acts. So the important point is that we should identify the fields for jihad in every era. This is very important. We should not make a mistake in identifying the enemy. I have frequently given the following example. Some people fall asleep in a trench at the front and wake up after some time. They do not know where the enemy is and where their fellow soldiers are. So they may point their gun at their own friends. Sometimes this happens. Some people do not know what the fields for jihad are. They do not know where they should go, where the enemy is, which way they should look, and what the target should be. This is what is important.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.